sunny with highs of 29 degrees in Nice, Cannes and Antibes, reaching 34 degrees in Saint-Tropez in the Var with a light variable wind. This evening going down to 21 degrees across the region with clear skies. And the outlook for Thursday and Friday, temperatures remaining much the same with clear skies and plenty of sunshine. The sea temperature in Cannes today is 26 degrees and the UV level is 7. And taking a look at Cardiff has 23 degrees with heavy rain. Bordeaux, morning Rob, has 33 degrees and sunshine. Milan, 29 degrees and sunny. And Brussels, 26 degrees with light cloud. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:39 and will set this evening at 8:27. Good morning, you're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett with you from now until 10. Today's top local news story. In the latest report published by the Regional Health Agency for the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region, the number of people testing positive for COVID-19 has increased, yet figures show that the number of people hospitalised has fallen. And in sport, my goodness gracious me, Paris Saint-Germain have swept into the final of the UEFA Champions League following their 3-0 victory last night, and there were celebrations all over France, especially in the capital Paris, and even down below my place on the port of Nice. Coming up this morning, we'll have today's entertainment news. I'll be telling you that new research has shown that honey beats antibiotics for curing coughs and colds. Elon Musk is now the fourth richest person in the world after gaining $8 billion in just one day. And a Swiss town is covered in chocolate after a malfunction at a Lindt factory. And also, don't let the children taste your wine. Children whose parents let them try alcohol at the dinner table are 85% more likely to binge drink in their teenage years. All of that and lots more coming up in the next 3 hours. But first, music from Steve Winwood and Higher Love on Riviera Radio, 106.3 and 106.5 FM. But it's now gone 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, and it's time for this morning's three in a row with a theme to it. It's Annalise, who was yesterday's winner, who has chosen the link between the next three songs. So if you know what the link is, studio@rivieradio.mc, and you could choose tomorrow's three in a row with a link after the news at 8 o'clock. Here's the first one. I'll Find My Way Home.
You ask me where to be.
Searchers there, and when you walk in the room, and that wraps up the three in a row with a theme or a link to them, chosen by yesterday's winner, Annalise. There you had the Searchers. Before that, you two, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, and we kicked it off with I'll Find My Way Home. And congratulations to Kay, who got it right, who was first up this morning, and said, is it to do with searching, quest or search? It certainly was. Thank you, Annalise, for your three in a row themed songs. Andrew, you got it right too. You did say, is the link about find to find or found? That's Andrew from Joanne-les-Pins. So it's Kay's turn for tomorrow morning's three in a row, studio@rivieradio.mc, to choose the three in a row with a theme or a link to them. Now, at the beginning of the week on Monday, we did a piece on misheard lyrics, the most popular misheard song being The Police and So Lonely. So here it is, back by popular demand, this morning's comedy clip. It's Peter Kay and misheard lyrics, and it's especially for Janice.
You're all about karaoke. When you're singing on a karaoke, you haven't got a clue that those were words. I was singing Take That Back for Good. Wash your back, wash your back. Wash your back. Want your back? What's this? Want your back? I've been singing Wash Your Back 15 years. It's only when you go on a karaoke and you see lyrics, that's what they're supposed to be singing. You know that song, We Are Family? For years I thought they were singing, Just Let Me Staple the Vicar. Right? Who's right and who's wrong here? Listen.
All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? Just let me stay for the record.
That's what they sing. Just let me staple the vicar. That's all that about.
Just let me staple.
Loving a femidom.
We're giving love in a femidom. We are family.
You know Duffy, the Welsh songstress, last 3 years I thought that poor cow were begging me for birdseed.
I'm begging you for birdseed. I'm begging you for birdseed.
Apparently it's mercy. I thought it were birdseed. I'm on karaoke giving it birdseed. In mercy.
Can't go on thinking nothing's wrong.
Drive by the cars, beautiful song. They used this on Live Aid. Do you remember? They showed it over this harrowing footage of these starving Ethiopians. If you listen closely, they're actually singing about pork pie. Pork pie, swear to God.
Thinking nothing's wrong. What now?
I pledge money, me, pork pie. I pledge money. Sick, BBC. Apparently, according to Michael, your burgers are the best.
I can hear your breath. Your burgers are the best.
You must have had one of them burger vans. You know, they have at Funfairs and doing steak Canadians and hot dogs. Speaking of hot dogs.
Wherever you are,
I believe the hot dogs go on.
I believe that the hot dogs go on.
He's got a bit of rivalry here, Michael. Celine's peddling hot dogs.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time that you came back for good.
Take that and wash your back or back for good, whichever way you want to hear it. All the local news, sport and weather is coming up next.
Since 1977, Michael Zingraf Real Estate is specialised in luxury properties with a network of 16 agencies located in the French Riviera, in Provence, but also in Deauville, Paris and Uzès. Michael Zingraf Real Estate has developed its brand licence to strengthen its presence in France and abroad. To this end, Michael Zingraf Real Estate is recruiting new licensees. Visit us on michaelzingraf.com.
Информация на сайте michaelzingraf.com.
This is a mindfulness moment with Rhonda at bodyflow.mc. Take a deep breath in to the count of four. Hold the breath to the count of three. And then exhale to the count of four. Releasing the breath into the present moment. relaxing your face, softening your eyes. Rest here for a few more breaths. Check out our online classes at bodyflow.mc.
Erbika, our early years and primary school based in Sofia, Antipolis, welcomes children from the age of 2.5 to 11. We provide the IB PYP program in a warm and stimulating bilingual environment. Our school is open and we are always available to organize a tour for you. Visit erbikaschool.com. Erbika. Achieve. Inspire. Innovate.
With stores already in Antibes and Puget-sur-Argent, Noblesse Cuisine has now arrived in Nice, opposite the Tête Carrée. Come and discover our premium offers on furniture, household appliances and worktops to help you create your own unique and bespoke kitchen. Until the 31st of July, installation is free if you buy from one of the three stores.
Are you looking for fresh, local and quality produce on the French Riviera? Then trust the Alziari experts. Olive oil mill in Nice for 150 years. 60 hectares dedicated to organic produce, as well as a wide range of gourmet products. Alziari, the best of olive oil since 1868. No shipping costs when you buy €30 at alziari.com.fr.
This summer, Grasse celebrates La Vie en Rose. Take the time to stroll through the heart of the town. Enjoy perfumed naps, gourmet breaks, open-air exhibitions and shows for the whole family. There'll be something for everyone. Come and experience summer in Grasse. Discover the heritage, live the culture and breathe in the fresh air. Visit grasse.fr.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's just gone 8.30, I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. In the latest report published by the Regional Health Agency for the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region, figures show that the number of people testing positive for COVID-19 has increased, yet the number of people hospitalised has fallen. 1,137 people have tested positive this week in the PACA, notably due to the massive screening campaign which took place in the Var and the Bouches-du-Rhône. Both regions are classified as an active zone of circulation of the virus. Currently, 16 people are in intensive care, and among those hospitalised, four have died, three in the Bouches-du-Rhône and one in the Vaucluse. Meanwhile, the wearing of masks is set to become compulsory in all French businesses and associations, except in individual offices. The measures are expected to come into force on or before the 1st of September. The announcement was made by Labour Minister Elizabeth Borne on Tuesday. Borne said that masks will have to be worn in all workspaces that are enclosed and shared, except for individual offices where one person is present. The provision of masks will be the responsibility of the employer. All firework displays have been cancelled across the Riviera. July saw several annual events such as the 14th of July cancelled due to the health crisis. And while officials hoped for an improvement, it was confirmed on Tuesday that planned displays for August will not be going ahead. More than 620 fines have been issued to bars and restaurants in Nice at the weekend for failure to comply to the health measures in place due to COVID-19, with five of them facing closure. After a series of police checks this weekend, several fines and final warnings have been issued. Organisers of the Voile d'Antibes have confirmed that the event will be going ahead from the 16th of September. The event had been rescheduled from June. And finally, in national news, French prosecutors have opened an investigation into alleged rape against a former deputy mayor of Paris after a man accused him of years of abuse. A preliminary investigation against Christophe Girard was opened after the New York Times reported the allegations of Anis Hamid that Girard had sexually abused him over nearly a decade after they met in Tunisia when Hamid was 15.
Riviera Radio Business News. Brought to you by Barclays.
In this morning's business news, a key US stock index has hit a new high despite ongoing worries about the sharp economic impact of the pandemic. The S&P 500 inched higher on Tuesday to close about 3 points above its February record. Other US indexes have also rebounded. The Nasdaq hit another record after surpassing its prior high in June, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average is within about 5% of its February record. US banking giant Citigroup has asked a federal court to force hedge fund Brigade Capital to return $176 million. The money is part of the $900 million the bank accidentally transferred to creditors of the struggling cosmetic company Revlon. And the bank says it meant to send Brigade just $1.5 million to cover interest on a loan the hedge fund holds. But Citigroup blames the accidental overpayment on an operational mistake. Pizza Express has announced it will shut 73 of its restaurants across Britain, with the potential loss of 1,100 jobs in a bid to stay afloat in the wake of the coronavirus shutdown. The company, which currently has around 454 restaurants in the UK, said on Tuesday it has finalised a proposal to reduce its restaurant and rental costs via a company voluntary arrangement. And the iconic UK music brand NME has launched in Asia, despite the entertainment industry being hit by the coronavirus. NME says its new Singapore-based website will deliver a fresh approach to the Southeast Asian music scene. The company says it will initially focus on Singapore, Malaysia and the Philippines, and has plans to rapidly expand in the region.
Barclays Private Bank brings you Riviera Radio Business News on 106.5 FM. At Barclays, our size is your strength, and we've been using the entire reach of the Barclays Group to bring a global perspective and unique investment opportunities to our clients in Monaco for almost 100 years. To find out more, search Barclays Private Bank or call 9315 3535.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
In football, what a night for Paris Saint-Germain supporters. Paris Saint-Germain swept into the final of the UEFA Champions League following a 3-0 victory last night. Meanwhile, Marseille's opening match of the 2020-2021 season against Saint-Étienne has been postponed after a fourth person at the club tested positive for coronavirus. The match, due to take place at the Vélodrome on Friday evening, was scheduled as the standalone first fixture of the new campaign season. With more football news from the UK, here's BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, this is Joe Parsons at the BBC Sports Centre. The former Everton boss Ronald Koeman says he'd like to take over as Barcelona manager, but that nothing's been finalised yet. The Netherlands manager is set to join the La Liga runners-up this week, but says it'll only be confirmed once he's signed a deal. Koeman won four league titles and the European Cup during his time at the club as a player. His contract with the Dutch FA runs until the 2022 World Cup. The former Burnley and Manchester City goalkeeper Joe Hart has joined Tottenham Hotspur on a free transfer. The 33-year-old signed a two-year deal with Spurs after leaving the Clarets when his contract expired at the end of June. Speaking to the BBC before his move to Spurs, Hart said he still felt he had a lot to offer.
Premier League is a tough nut to crack in terms of finding a number one spot. I'm willing to have conversations with anyone who really believes in me. That's all I need. I need someone to believe in me, and I'll repay that faith. I'm still ready to go. I still feel like I can add to the, you know, already many great things that I've achieved in football.
The Lazio sporting director Ili Tare says he doesn't have respect for the man after David Silva joined Real Sociedad. The Italian side were reported to be close to signing the former Manchester City and Spain midfielder after offering him a three-year contract. But Silva instead signed a two-year deal with Sociedad. The veteran keeper Claudio Bravo has left Manchester City after his contract with the Premier League runners-up expired. The Chilean signed for City from Barcelona in 2016. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
In Formula One, Ferrari, McLaren and Williams have signed up to the new Concorde Agreement, which will govern Formula One from 2021 to 2025. The contract, which sets out the commercial terms of the sport, was first introduced in 1981. The remaining teams have until the end of August to sign the deal if they wish to continue racing beyond 2020. And finally, in Rugby Union, South African Rugby Chief Executive Jerry Roux has said that the British and Irish Lions Tour of South Africa could be postponed if restrictions in place because of the coronavirus pandemic mean international fans cannot attend. In July, organisers said the tour would go ahead as scheduled, with the first test on the 24th of July next year, but Roux said it is not commercially viable if supporters cannot travel.
Air France.
France.
La France
is in the air. La France est dans l'air.
For all the latest offers from Air France, you can go to www.airfrance.com.
Air France.
France.
La France
is in the air. La France est dans l'air.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Alpes Maritimes and the Var, the general situation is a depression of 1,014 millibars. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat is 1,015 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are force 1 to 3, variable. The sea is calm with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for Cap Corse is 1,017 millibars.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
Traffic and Travel is brought to you by Trush Location Car Rental.
Beep, 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 yeah.
Riviera Radio Travel News.
Nothing to report on the region's roads so far this morning, and there are no delays or cancellations at Nice International Airport. There's just one train running late on the region's train network. That's the 927 Nice to Grasse is running 10 minutes late.
Traffic and Travel brought to you by Trouche Location. Four agencies on the French Riviera. For a pleasant and safe rental experience, visit TroucheLocation.com.
Riviera Radio.
Clear blue skies and plenty of sunshine with highs of 29 degrees in Nice, Cannes and Antibes. It's beautiful out there this morning, looking outside the studio window here in Monaco, reaching 34 degrees in Saint-Tropez and the Var with a light variable wind. This evening going down to 21 degrees across the region with clear skies. And the outlook for Thursday and Friday, temperatures remaining much the same as today with clear skies and plenty of sunshine. Finally, congratulations to Elon Musk, as he's now the fourth richest person in the world after he gained $8 billion to his net worth in a single day as Tesla's shares soared to an all-time high. Musk rose from fifth place to take over from Bernard Arnault, a French billionaire and, of course, CEO of the luxury brand Louis Vuitton. Tesla's stock jumped 11% on Monday. Musk's net worth rose to $84.8 billion, making him the fourth richest person in the world, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Oh, the BBI. I'd like to be part of the BBI, just to say I'm part of the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. The Tesla CEO now sits behind Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who has a net worth of $99 billion. What a lot of money. You're now up to date. All the news is available on our webpage, rivieradio.mc, and do check out our Facebook page, 106.5. I've got into a kind of LOLO accent. Do check out our Facebook page on 106.5 Riviera Radio. Talking about money, here is Sam Smith with Money on My Mind.
When the summer dew, I've felt pressure. Don't wanna see the numbers, I wanna see heaven. You say, could you write a song for me? I say, I'm sorry about you that I believe. When I go home.
Breakfast, it's just gone 7 minutes past 9 o'clock, and it's time for this morning's Guess the Place. All you have to do is take the first letter of the following title tracks that are coming up. There are four tracks coming up, so there are four letters in the name of this place. And starting with this one, and Let Your Love Flow. Studio at rivieradio.mc if you can guess the name of the place using the first letter of each song title.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling
Mungo Jerry there, and all right, and that rounds up the guess the name of the place. You had Mungo Jerry, all right. Before that, Miss You Like Crazy, Natalie Cole, Imagine by John Lennon, and we start off with Let Your Love Flow. Good morning to Ian in the UK. You started off by saying Leon because of the L, but then, no, it wasn't. Good morning to Mike, who said randomly Low in Cornwall. Don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but then, of course, figured out that it was Lima. And the first one up who got the right answer was Jane from Lancashire. Well done, Jane. It was indeed Lima, and Michael as well got it correct. The city we were talking about this morning was Lima, the capital of Peru, and which apparently was founded on January the 18th, 1535. The local time right now is 2:13 in the morning, and the weather, it's very nice, just like it is down here. Well, I'll be telling you in a moment about the town in Switzerland that got covered in chocolate, so don't go away. Here's One Direction.
Remember the day we were giving up, when you told me I didn't give you enough, and all of your friends were saying I'd be leaving you.
Good morning, it's just gone 10 o'clock. Taking a look at this morning's international headlines. Australian Prime Minister wants virus vaccine to be mandatory. Trump gives nod to Oracle buyout of TikTok in the US. And the UK says an EU trade deal is possible next month. Clear skies and sunshine with highs of 29 degrees in Nice, Cannes and Antibes, reaching 34 degrees in Saint-Tropez and the Var with a light variable wind. This evening going down to 21 degrees across the region with clear skies. And the outlook for Thursday and Friday, temperatures remaining much the same as today with clear skies and sunshine. The UV level today is 7, the sea temperature in Cannes is 26. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:39 and will set this evening at 27 minutes past 8. In Bordeaux today it's 33 degrees and sunny. Milan, 29 degrees with sunshine. Cardiff has heavy rain and 23 degrees. And Brussels, light cloud with 26 degrees. Thank you for listening. I'll be back at 12:30 with an update of all the local news, sport and weather. Mark Abson will be here this afternoon with Riviera Radio's Drive Time. And don't forget to check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. And all the news is available on our website, rivieraradio.mc. I'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 till 10. And I'll be announcing this week's Feel Good Friday theme, so make sure you're paying attention. Hope you can join me then, and I'll be back at 12:30 today. Until then, I'll leave you with all the best in music. As he once told me not to touch that dial, here he is, Phil Collins and Two Hearts. Have a great morning. I'll speak to you later. Bye.